Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Whoa, it didn't play the intro video. You son of a bitch. Here we go. Aw, I don't know what's going on.
Technical.
There's no audio. This is just baloney. Such baloney. You like my new avatar?
I do.
Hey, it's JD here, and we're talking about my avatar with my friend Sarah J here on the Sunday Evening Jam.
We gotta get like a thing so we can echo it. It's like jam, jam, jam. Yeah.
Jam, jam.
The heat has got us all goofy, guys.
Yeah, man.
It's hot as fuck.
It's really, yeah. It's really quite warm. Yeah.
A little toasty.
I like the heat. But hey, you know.
I'm just
that kind of guy.
It's ridiculous. I think that is, I mean, we'll get to it later on in the episode, but that made me chuckle when I listened to this week's episode of the podcast, which features yours truly. And I said in there the day that we recorded it that it was cold as shit.
I think it's the second thing you say.
It's like the second thing I said.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, whoa. In my head, I'm like, whoa, this girl's got a potty mouth.
I'm among good company. So
I love it.
Fuck is like my favorite word. I don't know what to say.
Great word.
It's a great word. You can use it for all sorts of different things. So
absolutely. And I remember the first time I heard Gord say it, you know, to keep this hip themed. I remember the first time I heard Gord say it, and I'm pretty sure it was locked in the trunk of a car. Hearing that, is that the first instance of it? He says shit in Looking for a Place to Happen. Debunk an American Myth. No, I don't think there's any in. No. Yeah, I think that's the first instance of it. If you know, comment in the chat.
Were you taken aback? Were you like,
in what way?
Like, because some people, I don't know, they just are so, like, especially in song. I think sometimes people are a little like, oh.
Oh, I loved it.
Like, oh, me, I loved it was, too.
It was gratifying. And part of it was gratifying because it's like I grew up listening to like LA glam music, you know, Guns N' Roses and the like. And they spoke the way I spoke. And and I'm not like terrible potty mouth in real life. JD is a fucking potty mouth. Jamie Dew is JD, but you know, he doesn't swear quite as much.
Yeah.
So there's that. it was really cool. On the Verge has an F-bomb. Yeah, but is On the Verge come before Locked in the Trunk of a Car?
Craig's gonna know this.
Oh, it's on Road Apples. Duh. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, Gift Shop was commenting, and I believe this is Craig from Vancouver.
It is Craig. Hi, Craig.
How are you doing?
I'm salivating at the opportunity to talk to him. I cannot wait for when it aligns and it happens.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to align.
It is. It's going to be epic.
So we just want to, before we, playing dead to fuck the Undertaker. You're right. Yeah. Huh. Wow.
Thank you, sir.
I stand corrected. I stand corrected. We got some cool things on the North Star Bet side of things, and I just want to shout them out and do a bit of housekeeping, quite frankly. The lights are on because of them. We have negotiated and signed our band. We've told you about this, but we've got the Strictly Hip joining us on October 4th, and that is due to North Star Bets. We're thrilled to be partnered with them. And to celebrate, we created a playlist, which you can get access to. There's also a quiz to test out your Tragically Hip bona fides. And I recorded an episode with the Vice President of Marketing, Dante Anderson. And we had a fucking great chat about the hip. And there's a heartbreaking story in there. But I think it's a good heartbreaking story. It's like he is sort of really heartbroken by it, but I think it's a cool story. So you'll have to listen to it and let me know. What do you think, Sarah?
First of all, I thought that it was just a great episode because I think I said this before too. It was a lot of fun to get to know him because we'd only been in work meetings and, you know, there's things to get to and everybody's got other shit to do after the meeting. And so like, that's not the time and place to get to know somebody. So I loved the fact that we got to get to know him a little better and find out, you know, his story with the band and, you know, the whole cosmic aligning of the dates that you guys talked about, which, you know, is always up my alley. But no, it was a lot of fun and it really solidified the partnership between the show and North Star. Like, I mean, it made sense anyways, but then when you got to know Dante, like the fact that there is just that love for the band and the fact that like he gets it. So it's not them just putting their name or some money behind something because it's going to be good for them. You know, it was really the fact that, you know, they're passionate about this music as well. So that is the really nice thing too, is just that he's one of us. So
part of the community now. So it's really wonderful.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. It was a perfect bonus episode too. It was nice to, you know, I love the countdown and the excitement around where the songs are going to place. And as we get further and further down, just the debates and everybody's opinions about everything, but having an episode that was just hearing somebody's story and, you know, talking about the show that was, you know, this day in history and everything, that was really nice too, that it was, you know, it was just that. So it was a nice little mix up of what is usually out there. So listen, if you haven't, it's really good. And check out that playlist too. That playlist, you did a really good job.
Oh, thanks. Well, I owe a lot to Craig and Janet Austin as well.
Yeah.
Craig from Vancouver and Janet from the Isle of Man. What? Oh my God. So I want to shift gears for a moment because we've been talking a lot online in the socials about the Tragically Hip's Ultimate Superfan Search. And whilst this is a worldwide search, I'm not sure of the geography of everyone who has participated thus far. And the number of people who has participated exceeds 100 at this point, which is pretty exciting. There's several people with multiple nominations, which is the name of this fucking game, folks. Let's take a look at our top 10 right now and get a sense of who is part of this. I'm going to post this on the socials tomorrow as well. If you are listening or you are in the chat and you are one of these people, get cracking and get people to nominate you, because you may be one of the top five. There's a chance, a 50% chance that you are one of the top five. Amy Rice, Chris Crawford, Dylan Winter, Ian MacDonald, Jeff Tucker, Justin St. Louis, Leslie Wright Hamilton, Pamela J, Pete Smith, Phil Christianato. This is a great, great group of super fans, but are they the ultimate super fan? Stay fucking tuned and get nominating. I'll be posting stuff ad nauseum until the 14th of August, when 15th rolls around, you're done. And then we announce the winners. So this is really exciting. So I've got a couple ideas as to how the winner will be rewarded. And I can't wait to share those with you once I hammer them down. Because right now they're not hammered down. They're just loose boards. It's just loose boards.
Just ideas floating around. I love this. It's so fun to see all the names rolling in. It was so much fun calculating everything, putting it in a spreadsheet.
Love it. We love it.
I was so excited, and I was like, did I send you the tallies? I was like, here's my spreadsheet.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Exciting.
So keep voting, guys, because I cannot wait to see who is the ultimate super fan. And really, though, like, we're all the ultimate super fan, honestly.
No.
There's only one. We are, though. Come on. We have to give everybody credit where credit is due. Come on.
Nope. I won't do it. I won't do it. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, that's pretty exciting shit. I'm really excited for this, and we will continue to update this top 10 list every Sunday. How does that sound, Sarah J? Does that sound doable? I'm here doable? For it. Yeah, I of think course. We can do that.
Of course.
Yeah. And we'll see.
Oh, you mean I have to update my spreadsheet? Oh, darn. Yeah.
So we'll see who falls off the list or who gets added to the list. It'll be interesting to see how this shakes down.
Yeah. So get your people to vote for you. Get it.
That's right.
Get those nominations in.
Yeah. And that, that takes us to where we will be announcing the winner. And that is the event on October 4th. A couple crucial emails are going out this week. So cross your fingers for me. And, we'll let you know as soon as we know the results of those emails. But I'm not going to get into it, you know, prior to that. But Sarah J and I were just talking prior to going live. And one of the things we were talking about is the early bird tickets for the event. They go off sale on August 4th, which is the 2-month mark of the date of the event, and it also happens to align with the fourth day of August, which is Hulk Hogan's birthday. So that's really excited. If you're a Hulkamaniac, you're gonna enjoy that. But if you're a fan of Sarah J, it's her birthday too.
Yay, it's my 41st birthday.
Oh my good god. 84 baby.
84. Yep.
Nice.
It's a good year.
Well, let's talk a minute or two or longer about our trip. You saw us last week live from Buffalo, and that was right before, or that was right after we went to the mural and we took footage of the mural. But then we all parted ways and crashed out until the next day when we headed for Kingston. Actually, we headed for Brooklyn first. Yep. Do you want to talk about that little leg of the adventure, or do we keep it a secret until the event? If you're listening in the chat, do you want us to spoil it, or do you want to see it in the final podcast? Or if you're going live to the event, go live. We'll go live. Just please answer in the chat before we spoil anything.
Spoil it. I will say, though, the whole thing was the best not a weekend ever.
Right?
It really, truly was.
Yeah. Let's talk Ottage.
I was just going to say, oh my God, it's my new favorite place to be.
Jeff from Belleville set us up with digs for the night, and we can definitely talk about that. We went for a boat ride, we had burgers, we had celebration cookie s'mores.
We all got to have a giant sleepover too. That was fun. Everybody was in the cabin really together. Cool. That was so fun. It was fun.
And that came after our voyage into Kingston, which came after our voyage into Brooklyn. And it sounds as though everybody in the chat is saying, yeah, just say it. So
everybody wants us to spoil it.
Yeah. So fuck it. Right. So we go to Brooklyn, Ontario, which used to be this little, I'm going to call it a village. It was probably about 2,000 or 3,000 people. And now it's pushing 10 or 12. It's a pretty large community now. I remember before the Tim Hortons was there, my mother-in-law lives there, and I just happened to find out recently that the video for Ahead by a Century was shot there. So Sarah J and I went to the site. It's not like the barn isn't there. Like it's tenuous that this is a location. Like you could say, you guys are full of shit. You just pulled off the side of the road and are looking at some trees. And I don't know why you'd be talking with that accent, but maybe you would. I think that there was an energy or something, though. There was, like, I do believe that, you know, like we could line it up, and I'm sure Lucan, who is the director of the video, maybe he'll do something cool to show the video, like a still of the video, and superimpose it over time. I don't know if that's even possible. Science. It's gotta be. Science
and technology.
Right. Converging together, forming. A robot.
I mean, you can tell because it's funny because I hadn't watched the video in a little bit and I didn't get a chance to watch it before we left, but I did watch it again since I've been home. And you can tell, like, since we've been there, I'm like, yeah, this is totally the spot. So nobody can deny.
Oh, you did watch it.
I did. I watched it. Well, actually, it sparked my memory because I watched the docuseries last night. I wanted to watch part one
and
part two again. Well, yeah. I fell asleep and woke up in the middle of part four and was like, we have to turn this off. Oh, my God. Everybody knows how I feel about that part. So I was like, no, I don't want to wake up during this. Right. I was like, no. But I wanted to watch part one and part two again specifically because of everything we had just done. And because there are plenty of spots that we hit up that I wanted to be like, oh my God, we were there. So they showed like a clip of the video in the docuseries. And I was like, oh yeah, that's right. I wanted to watch the video. So I watched the video and there's no doubting the accuracy of where we were. And the fact that the trees are still there and they're just they're there and they're like behind this building and there's like a convenience store over here. And there's just like, I went around the fence that there was and there's the trees. And then there's just like all this garbage from like somebody's basement or I don't know. It was like all these old Christmas.
Well, there was a, what do you call it? Wasn't there an RV up there too? Or
there
something?
Was like a random RV sitting there and I didn't climb the tree. And the only reason I didn't is because it was like the trees, there's no climbing ability. That was the only reason I didn't do it. But the thought totally crossed my mind. So,
wow.
Yeah. But it was because of the way, like, the tree trunks, there was no low hanging branches for me to get up there and do it.
We did sit silently and listen to our thoughts, though, Jeff. So there's that.
I got to do a whole lot of that in the car while David was driving, and that was awesome. So shout out to David for doing all the driving. That was
right.
Nice. To be driven around. And then he would get out of the car and open the door for me. Listen.
Oh, I didn't get that treatment.
As an American, I'm not used to this kind of fucking service. Wow. So thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's good service.
Holy it was awesome. Shit. And having cameras follow us around for 2.5 days.
That was kind of fun, right?
Listen, the rest of the week has been so boring without having an entourage follow me around.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, no, nobody's taking my picture? What? I hate this.
So from Brooklyn, we headed east to Kingston. And we met up with Jeff from Belleville at Springside Park, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And you might remember Springside Park from such songs as An Inch an Hour. And that's the only one that I can think of. But you could hear the water. Like you could, like it was fucking cool, right? Like when you say that couple stanzas, it was perfect because the water, you know, Jeff from Belleville told us it has lots of tannins in it. And because it has lots of tannins in it, it looks tea-ish or brownish, hence the brown ice, peeling birch bark, the sound of rushing water in the dark. Tonight, the winter may have missed its mark. You can see a breath at Springside Park, coffee-colored ice and peeling birch bark. Now, we did not see any birch bark trees there, and Jeff from Belleville also told us that he had not seen any birch trees there. So maybe there were birch trees there when Gord went and was in Springside Park back in the day. I don't know. What did you think of Springside Park?
I thought it was a really cool spot. Like it was definitely a spot to go and sit and just take in the space and watch the water. And it was definitely a cool spot. I'm glad that we made that stop for sure.
Yeah.
And it was fun to listen to the song this week because I played it for Brendan and I'm like, listen to this part. And so we turn it up and like listening. I'm like, we were there. And then I like showed him the picture. He's like, that's so cool, Mom. I'm like, thanks. So it was fun. Like that was, I mean, there were so many favorite parts of the best not a weekend ever. But I think that was one of the things that was the top of my list is that, you know, we obviously hit up the spots that were obvious and the things that were necessary that you have to do. But then we hit up a lot of really cool spots that
were
different.
We uncovered some shit that was fucking precious. Just by happening to walk down a corridor that is across the road from where the banner on the wall is that said, "Live Between the Tragically Hip Lives Between Us," and or the Tragically That Lived Between Us, and there's this entryway, and Jeff from Belleville and Lucan were both like, we should go down here. And we were like, okay. And then Jeff saw a sign. And I'm going to tell you right now what the sign said and what we saw, but only if everyone in the chat right now subscribes to this channel, motherfuckers, and turns on their notifications. That's my, I've never done that before, but I'm going to do that. So there you go. So here's the trick. I don't know. I'm this is a trust thing, because I don't have a clue whether you're doing it or not. So we'll tell you. He saw a sign that said the toucan. And we immediately, well, not me, but the light bulbs went off on a couple people that that is a venue that Johnny goes to in the docuseries. He goes to the toucan and he sits in this little alcove and he says, this is where the stage was and blah, de blah. And so we fucking walk down this brick corridor into this like little tavern that is the cutest little tavern you've ever seen. And we talk to the current owner, who wasn't there in 86, but was there in 93 when they played last. They fucking played a 110 seat venue in Kingston, Ontario in 1993. If you happen to have been there and you are in the chat, there's only a few of you, but if by some chance you were there, fucking let me know. That's so cool.
And just I haven't being checked in Hip there Base. Now. It's like it's Sorry? It's even more mind blowing after being in there. Like, where did they put everybody?
That's right. That's totally right. Well, tell some other tales of the toucan.
Well, we got to go in the basement.
Yes.
Oh my God. That was really cool.
That was cool.
That was the main reason why I wanted to watch the docuseries again. Like, for reason, totally. Because I wanted to watch that part again and be like, oh my God, we were there.
Fuck.
It was so, and it was like, basement, the epitome of a basement. Like, you had to crouch down to get through it. And then the bartender was just like, hey guys, sorry, you gotta get ice. And he was like in full work mode, but trying to be respectful.
Oh, we had to like, moving people around. And dude, the furnace down there had to be, God, it had to be 325 years old, something like that.
Literally,
I mean, it was dragon powered, like on the Flintstones, or I suppose that would be a dinosaur.
And he even mentioned that too. He's like, this was down here, and he's like, and they would have been like sitting over here, and he kind of like laid it out. He like set the stage for us, and you know, told us kind of where everything would have been.
I taught Sarah J about Sunshine Girls, because there was a Sunshine Girl hanging on the wall.
Oh my God, that's so funny. And that has probably been there for like 3 decades.
Oh, I would say, because I hope they stopped doing it 20 years ago. I hope, but I don't know that that's the case or not. So, yeesh. But yeah, the basement was very fucking cool. And then we went upstairs and we talked to the owner of the establishment, whose name eludes me at the moment. I want to say it was Craig or Brian, but I'm not 100% certain of either. It may have been Cryan or it may have been Bragg. I will tell you that
the fuck was his
name? The highlight was Gail. Gail is somebody who personifies, she is the personification of the toucan. She is a lush. She is, so am I. So I don't mean that in a negative way. If I could sit in a bar and drink pints all day, I fucking totally would. And but she's as sweet as pie. She was as sweet as pie. And she told us lots of stories. And were you listening, Sarah J?
She spilled a lot of tea.
Major. We won't give away the major spoiler because that's too good. That's got to be for the video.
For sure.
It's got to be. Yeah.
For sure.
She drops a fucking, let's put it this way. She drops a fucking bomb. She drops a fucking bomb. And you'll see that on October 6th.
Ask Jeff the I gave him a really nice stiff arm when I heard it. I was like, what did she just say?
Right?
I was like, did she just say that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, hopefully it was captured. My God, I hope it was captured. But she was lovely. But the challenge with her was she was hard of hearing, and I was sitting in the ear that I'm hard of hearing. And she was a soft talker as well. So, well, actually, she wasn't that soft. But
and
it was,
she had had a few pints, as she liked to remind you a couple pints. Times.
Yeah. But that just loosened the lips. And she just was able to regale us with stories. Mainly, I'm going to tell you, mainly of the toucan. You know, when she was like, what else do you want to know? And I was like, I want to know more about the Tragically Hip. You know, she's like, oh, yeah, they played here. Bop, 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 bop. But, you know, she didn't really get too into detail or share the set list or whatever. But I got to check the Hip Base and see, like, verify all these dates, because it would be cool to do as a This Day in History when it comes up, I think. Are you enjoying This Day in History? How often a week should that come out? Should it be just once? Should it be when there's an interesting gig? Should it be maximum three times? I don't want to litter your feed much more than I already do. So I'm curious. And if you don't have to share it here, you can send me an email, tthtop40@gmail.com. Read them all. And That was a good time. Where else did we go? We went to the Copper Penny.
We did. That was fun. We just walked all around Kingston, which was so cool, just to take in the city and take in the people that were just walking around. And, you know, everybody was out doing their thing. I mean, it was a Monday, but, you know, it's the summer, so everybody was out and enjoying the day. It was such a beautiful day too. It was so nice.
Gorgeous.
It wasn't too hot. It was sunny. Oh. It was the perfect day to be out walking around. We went to the arena where the last show was.
Yep.
We went there.
And they now have the hip sign there as well, which is pretty cool.
Yep.
Hey, Kirk from Chino. How's it going, my friend?
I was just
going
to say Kirk's in here. Where else did we go? We went to, is it Market Square where everybody was? Like,
that's right.
Yeah. Yep. We went there.
And we were being critical of, you know, I was with an American and I was like, you guys do monuments so fucking well. And, you know, we just don't do them as well. But God damn, did they ever do them well. And I feel like we should commission hold on.
I'm reading his I was like reading his comment.
Really? Interesting. No, I didn't see that. I did not see that.
That's interesting.
/ Puppy Arena. You got it, Kirk.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. We also, because I can give an update on this now, and I want, you can tell the first half for sure. If I told you the second half, then you can tell that too, but I forget if I did. We went to visit Gord Edgar Downey Pier.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about that experience?
That was fun. Okay. So First of all, I'm a little sad that the pylon wasn't there, but you learned that it is being restored and it'll be back in, what'd you say, a couple weeks, couple months?
A couple weeks is what they said, yeah.
So it means I just have to go back. Oh, darn.
It's a pillar, not a pylon. Sorry.
What is the difference?
Well, a pillar is what it is, and a pylon is like a little thing that you drive around.
Okay. Thank you. Like, I was generally, like, curious what the difference was.
All right.
Okay. So, but you could, like, see, like, there was a spot in the, you know, where it was. So we knew where it was. Bye-bye, Craig. We'll see you later. I did not jump in. So that's where my funny story comes in. I've told this story, like, 18 times already, and my kids are sick of hearing it. So I did not jump in. But I wanted a souvenir. I wanted a rock because I love rocks and crystals and all the things. And so I wanted to dip my feet in because I like to dip my feet in all these different places of water. I did it yesterday. It's like my thing I like to do at the Niagara River. So I was like, I'm going to go in and dip my feet in and go find a rock. And I found this really fucking cool rock. It's huge and it's got all these really cool swirls in it and everything. So as I was gathering rocks and getting some souvenirs to take home, I guess I kind of like baptized my ass in the water. It was great. I like dipped it in, got a little, you know, cosmic goose from Gord right there with the water. It was fantastic. So, and Lucan said that he's going to keep it in the, in the final video. So everybody gets to hear me go, I got my ass wet, or whatever it was that I said. So I didn't jump in, but, you know,
no.
Baptized my booty. So there's that.
Well, let's welcome Jeff from Vaughn into the conversation. Rock police might be listening.
Listen, and I brought That's it true. Over the border, too.
That's Kirk, true. So. You shouldn't be bringing that shit across. It could have microbes on it. Jeff that from and Vaughn the giant is here.
Thing of peanut butter that Lucan bought me too.
Share the story.
Hey Sarah, hey JD. Where's the rock now?
The rock is washed up very nicely and it's actually on my bedside table. So
all right.
it's right next to my bed. And my shirt that I procured over the weekend too.
Nice.
Yeah.
So. When you were in the square there in Kingston, did you go see The Brick? They shot a movie once.
Yeah, that's where I was like, oh God, I'm with an American right now, and they do monuments so well,
right?
And this is the monument to the Tragically Hip is this fucking stone that you can barely see.
It's so faded.
And it's so faded.
Yeah.
But my question is, why is it not a thing? Why is there not
a pylon there?
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. There should be something there. I mean, it's just on the ground and people walk over it and give no fucks. Like,
no, I think most people
be something fucks. There. Like there should be like an actual monument
Agreed.
There, I think.
Agreed. And there will be at some point for sure. There will be, you know.
Well, it's just like when we went to Toronto and we looked at all the Walk of Fame. So
that's where our trip wound up in Toronto. And yeah, go ahead.
All of those too. All of those were hard to see too. You know, we're walking down and we're looking at all of them. And even those were hard to see. But what did we discover walking around? That the hip actually has two spots.
Two. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
So one is for like, I'm going to just sum it up the way we summed it up. I don't know what the actual award is. We could probably look it up, but it's like a philanthropy one. And one is for music.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
For their music performance.
Being in the Canadian Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they got a star. I would imagine there's something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where Is there like any sort of symbolic like space that is the Canadian Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
There is not. And I bought rockhall.ca 15 years ago, maybe even longer. Fuck. And I was emailing them for the longest time saying, it's embarrassing that there's a Rock Hall in the US and the Canadian Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is virtual. Like, it just sits online. There is no physical place to go visit and see the honorees and the winners and the amazing talent that the country's produced over the last 100+ years or whatever. I don't know how, but it's
here. Yeah. Here. Well, what I propose right now is you fucking build that in Kingston. You put it in Kingston to raise tourists, you know, revenue in that area. It doesn't have to be grandiose. Like, if you think of the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame, it's perfect. Yeah. It's perfect. It doesn't try to be Cooperstown. It's St. Mary's. And that's what it is.
Yeah, it's too bad somebody wouldn't open up something in Kingston. I know Scott D., who's one of the largest memorabilia collectors who lives in Kingston, has talked about that, about, you know, having something set up, and he'd donate, you know, all of his stuff or a huge portion of his stuff to line the walls, right. Not just posters, but, you know, various stuff. And as would I, and as would a bunch of people, if, you know, how museums will take stuff on loan, right?
Yeah.
And that way, because there are quite a few people, you know, not thousands, but there's people that do visit Kingston and want to check out hip stuff or hip things. And not everybody can end up at the bathhouse going for a tour, right? So when you're directly in Kingston, aside from the pier and the Tragically Hip Way sign, did you guys go get your picture underneath that, Sarah?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it would be really cool to have a spot downtown where people could pop in. And even, I mean, the hip could also turn into a shop where they sell their.
We talked about that too.
Stuff physically, right?
Yeah, we talked about that. But not even just them. I mean, there's so much other music.
Oh, yeah. You could do one for Kingston, period. There's so many bands.
Yeah.
A lot of history out of that city.
Yeah. 100%
agreed, Kirk.
Yeah,
100%.
I love this.
Been there so twice. That Kirk, loved it.
Kirk said pylons have feelings too, and they
I did
do.
Not see that. Jesus Christ, that's great. I would love to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because right now they have a Saturday Night Live exhibit.
Oh, really?
Exhibit. Yeah.
So I was there just a few months back. It was my first time, which many of my friends couldn't believe it, but it wasn't. It wasn't the at the very, very top when you get through all the floors. When we were there, it was a Bon Jovi exhibit. It wasn't the they switched it. So it's Saturday Night Live now.
Right. Yeah. It just opened 2 weeks ago. So I wonder if they, you know, sort of close it for a couple weeks between curations.
I don't know, but
I don't know, but it's very cool.
I took one of the little purple stickers with Gord's hat on it. I had it on me. Somebody gave it to me, and I slapped it on the one of the walls while I was on my way out before I left the Hall of Fame. So Gord's in there.
Did you look at the ticker or the chart that shows like the people that have?
Oh yeah, all the votes that were coming in for this year's nominee.
All the votes
that
are coming in for and it shows like you can see where the hip is on it.
Yeah. Like I didn't even see where the hip was. They must have been down too far.
Oh shit. That's not good. Last time I went, they were on it. You could see them.
Oh yeah. Okay. No, I did not see them on it. I saw lots of other interesting bands on there, but yeah, Cleveland's I enjoyed visiting the city. We went to the House of Blues and saw Filter play the night before, and they were great in a small venue like that, seeing them as the main band instead of an opener, because they open for a lot of other bands right now. But it's a good little city downtown, nice and clean.
They've cleaned it up so nice.
The venues, I realized how close it is. I wish I would have bolted over there for a couple of the hip shows back in the day. I do know people that went, and it's not far at all.
And it's not a bad drive either.
Nope.
Once you get over
about 6 hours for us.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's an easy drive for sure.
And on the way down, you get to stop and have some Skyline chili. Because on the outskirts of Skyline Chili is just very good. I don't know. So if you've had it, you know.
If you know, we drove into, we were driving in, sorry to cut you off, we were driving into Cleveland before I forget, and we were a little bit early, which was good, and we saw the sign for Sugarin Falls. And so I pulled up the map and I threw it in and I said, looked at my buddy and I said, it's only 20 minutes out of the way. Like we can't,
oh, fuck.
We can't come this far. So we drove in and it was like driving into Niagara on the lake. It was this little wee small town with, you know, obviously a little bit of water running through it, but we couldn't find a sign. Right. So we drove right through it to the other side. And then finally we passed by a sign and we flipped around and I threw the song on and then me and my buddy got out and we're taking pictures of each other and selfies and whatever. It was kind of cool.
I love this.
I don't know if anybody saw Sean Robertson's document that he put together. He is a travel blogger. He was on an episode of the podcast. Gosh.
Yeah, I remember listening, but I don't know much about him, but I know
he put together a fucking spectacular Tragically Hip road trip.
Yeah.
Like it covers everything, basically.
That's and, you know, amazing.
He's, yeah. Oh, it's very cool. It was on the group, like the Tragically Hip Top 40 Facebook group. I'll see if I can ping it back to the top, or if it's not there, I will, I'll post it because it's really cool. You read it, Kirk?
I definitely want to check that out.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You could probably just pin it to wonderful. The top of the page so that it just lives up there too.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Maybe yeah. And then that way it just lives at the top forever and ever. So
you can show me how to do that. I see that you did that on Instagram and that's great.
Yeah, I can show you.
I got you. Jeff, did you listen to this week's episode? I'll start with you because I know Sarah fucking listened to half of it anyway.
I listened to it.
She listened to me blabbing at her. But did you get a chance to listen to this week's yet?
Sarah's episode?
Or are you boycotting based on the song choice?
Are we talking about Sarah's or the new one?
Sarah's.
I listened to the whole thing. Yep. No, I did not boycott. It's still a bit of a joke, but.
Well, what's a joke is there's an embarrassment of riches. Like when you hear the next week's song, you're going to be like, okay, you can start to shift things around. I do understand that. But man, do they have a fucking lot of good songs. So it's.
I can see and I can feel that the poppy radio songs are starting to float in. And I guess as a side
deeper
B
person,
deep yeah. fan, I guess I understand it. I just don't love it because it's just not my list, right? Like I joked that right. Fireworks was my washroom song when I would go to shows. But to be honest, Yeesh. I never went to the washroom for the last 15 years. I saw the hip probably because I don't drink, but it didn't really matter. But it was more of a joke than anything because I heard that song again. I'm going to go back to the live versions. I heard some really good versions of that song live, but I had heard a couple as well because it's a short song and it's a ripper. They can just chew right through it and kind of on to the next, right? But I know why people like it. There's a couple of good lines in it and everything. It, yeah. When I see it, like if I see it anywhere near the encore or the end, I get pissed off because I just don't think it belongs there, but
that's pretty,
but I live through bouncy, it all
though.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
I mean, I sort of see that aspect, right?
But I feel the same way about In View and I need my company after In View. Like, it's like, I liked it. And I heard a couple of really good versions live, but it's almost too poppy and radio-y for me.
Mm-hmm.
Funny video though. Super funny video. And I've got an old video, me and my kids in the basement when they were like, I don't know, 3 or 5, and I videotaped them. Like I played it about 70 times until they were able to, and one of them's trying to play the keyboards and one's playing an old beat up guitar and they're picking up the phone rings once, you know, so yeah, like my kids are both over 20 now and this is when they're like super young. So that's kind of funny, but
it's very funny.
Have you been on the list already?
I think InView is not even in the top 40.
It's not in the top 40.
I think
40,
it was okay. In the road to
yeah,
the top
I mean,
40.
I'm not surprised, but
I feel as though it was. And you know, I want to talk to the whole group about this because if I ever do this again, top 45 for the 45th anniversary. If I ever do this again, top 45 for the 45th anniversary. What I think I could do, top 45 for the 45th anniversary, is I could omit the road to the top 40 and create a little bit more intrigue because there was like 129 songs that were immediately disqualified
right.
by dint of being on the road to the top 40. And from there, it became just arithmetic, which, you know, like you have Matt from Portsmouth, who, Shereen, nice.
Oh, InView is 46. Thanks for that quick research.
Yeah, that's great. I forget what I was saying.
that's my license plate.
What is?
InView.
I like it.
My wife and daughter bought it for me a few years ago. So it's on the vehicle. I'm not a vanity guy. Like I'm one of those guys, if I'm thinking about a license plate or even if I ever thought of getting a tattoo, I'd be paralyzed for 6 years trying to like run all the letters and figure out because it would have to be the perfect one. Right. So the fact that they just went and got InView, it was like, okay, it's done now. I got to throw it on.
I think it's pretty cool.
They didn't want to have to deal with you over analyzing it for months. So they didn't.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Pull out all my sticky notes like you.
Listen.
Yeah.
So what do you think of that hypothesis? Like, what do you think? Do you think it would be more intriguing if you didn't know?
What did you say?
Do you think it would be more intriguing, the top 40, if you didn't know the other 129 songs?
Oh, yeah. I never thought of that. Yeah, because people, you go look at the list again, you're like, oh, no, that's not going to be there because it was number 74.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just saying. Definitely saying.
Keeps that intrigue around it and the surprise. And that's some people, I feel, are going to start getting a little outraged in a way.
Oh, these songs, these next ones are going to piss people off. Tomorrow's is going to piss a lot of people off, but there's going to be a lot of people that are like, fuck, yeah, I'm so glad it's in the top 15 because I think this list is, you know, it's got Now for Plan A on it. It's got like, it's, there's some from 28 to 40, there's some deeper tracks. And I'm pretty proud of our community for that. I think that's really fucking cool.
For sure. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Oh, so and back also, to Sarah
J's
episode. Yeah. I was just going to say, listen, here's another instance of me not saying the right word that I wanted to say.
I know.
And I brought this up when we were sitting there and we were having food or something. And I said, demographically blessed, but I meant geographically blessed. So there's another instance where I got the word wrong, but I knew what
geography is a demographic as well, I suppose.
I guess
to a certain degree,
but I knew what I from meant
from a certain point of view.
That's, I mean, I you, guess Kirk. You know, demographically, I got you were you. Kind of convinced me when we were sitting there talking about it that, you know, it wasn't totally wrong. It might not have been what I meant, but it wasn't totally wrong because, you know,
right.
You know, the age and the, you know, whatever. So, yeah. But what I meant was geographically blessed, being Absolutely. In Buffalo and being as close as we are. And I mean, it takes me 2 hours to get from your house to my house, from your door to my door. It takes me right. 2 hours.
In good traffic.
Yeah, the traffic was not bad. There was a little bit of traffic coming out of Toronto, but it wasn't. Because
it took me 3.5 hours to get to you.
Yeah.
Going to you. So that sucked balls.
90 minutes of which was getting from the east side of Toronto over to Oakville, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you know it. You totally know it, Jeff.
Yeah. I mean, once you get past all that, it's just like... Just right to...
Oh, actually, you know where it got crazy again was right before the Skyway.
Yes.
It got crazy right there. Yeah. Like, I guess as Niagara and Hamilton are dividing off the QEW and the 407. And Jesus Christ,
When you were in Toronto, did you go by... Is the Gord mural still up here in Toronto on one of the big walls? I know there was one here somewhere.
Son of a bitch. If there is a Gord mural... We were not aware of it. We did not go. We went to Maple Leaf Gardens.
Okay.
We went to the Walk of Fame. And where else did we go, Sarah J? Was that it? We didn't go to the Horseshoe.
No, because we were just there in April.
Yeah. I forget where else we went. But I think that might be it. We drove
past Massey Hall just to get like
some... We drove past Massey Hall to get some exterior footage because we weren't going to be able to get a tour or anything. Yeah.
Where else did we go?
So, Gord Mural. Are you looking it up, Jeff?
Yeah. It's... Whoops, I guess it was too long. Yeah, it's a picture of him in the Jaws shirt. And...
God damn it.
I'm just gonna
okay, well, this picture I'm looking at now is 6 years old, so not sure if it's even still there.
Oh, okay.
It might be over by Graffiti Alley there, that one little alleyway south off of Queen or wherever it is. Yeah, it is. It's right on the side of a building at Queen and Augusta. Isn't that near Kensington Market?
Augusta? Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, the graffiti artist Uber 5000.
Huh.
Yeah.
How far is that from you?
I might have to do some recon or get my daughter to do some recon. She was just in Kensington Market this weekend. If anybody in the chat knows if there is a Gord mural in Toronto, said the Queen of the Furrows. Yeah, let us know.
That'd be
cool.
I'll have to just go and see it.
My coffee is done. My coffee is officially done.
It's officially gone.
Yep. Switching to water. So here's a question. Another question. I like asking questions. Email me at tthtop40@gmail.com if you have a response or comment in the chat. I'm curious, when I put together the This Day in History, do you want access to the set? Like, do you want a link in the description with yes, Sarah's nodding her head. Yes.
Yes.
For those,
the people for those have spoken watching. Through me, the answer is yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's easy peasy. I have one set up to come out on Tuesday. Okay. What did you say? Okay. Tuesday?
What about Tuesday?
I have one getting ready to come. There's going to be one coming out on Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And it's from Grand Rapids.
Oh, nice.
Michigan.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. Yeah, that's always the first thing I do when I see those is I go right over to the archive to see if there's some recording because I want to hear it.
Well, it's cool because, a lot of people see this. I guess I get it because you see the set list. And you're like, fuck, there's a lot of comments on the set lists often where it's just like, holy shit, what a crazy set list. Mm-hmm. And then to not get to hear it is a bit disappointing. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So yeah, include that in there for sure.
Yeah.
I think that's a good plan.
Do you have a DATC media update for us, Sarah J?
Let me see. Let me check my notes. I had no episode this week because we were a little busy. So I was on doing that instead. Actually, I'm going to do a solo episode this week, which I haven't done in a while. So that was fun to record today and just kind of catch everybody up on all the things that have been happening and the things that are going to be happening.
Cool.
Yeah. Keep up with what I'm doing over on social media or my website, datcmediacompany.com.
Yeah.
Concert photographers, if you guys want to go out and shoot some photos and work with DATC Media, hit me up. I've got my August dates are open for my one-on-one consultations. If you want to work together and make some cool shit happen, then hit me up. And yeah, if you want to be a guest on my show too, like I've been having some really great guests from the community on my show. Darren from Toronto was my epic two-parter. Kirk was on the show. We did two parts. That was an awesome conversation. We're working on getting Craig on the show. So yeah, you want to come be on my show?
That'd be cool.
Hit me up.
Cool.
So yeah, that's what we're doing.
I mean, any news at all trickling out? I feel like there's none still, right? Like they said at the beginning of the year, it was going to be radio silence. And I feel like that's sort of been the case, really, hasn't it?
I think so. And I think that, I mean, it's just because there was so much that happened last year. And there was so much that the guys put themselves out there because of the docuseries and because of the book. And, you know, so they were definitely doing much more press and putting themselves out there much more than they had. And not only just not being used to doing all that, but then just constantly talking about the things after not talking about the things for so long. I mean, that's just a lot for everybody involved. You know, spiritually, emotionally, physically, it's just a lot. And especially when, even when the band was, you know, still touring and doing all the things, like even then they're private guys. So
yeah,
to now, you know, just have everybody poking and wanting to talk about all of it. Like, I'm not surprised that they just probably all needed a little space. But it's nice because, I mean, the social media has been really active and they've been posting a lot of clips and different things. And so that's been a lot of fun for sure.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totes, man. Jeff, I'm wondering if you know anything, and if you don't, I'm wondering if you would comment on the idea of learning more about the musical, It's a Good Life If You Don't Weaken.
Yeah, I don't have, nothing's coming to mind that news or secrets or anything like that of the band, right. But the musical itself, I heard about it and then I kind of forgot about it and didn't realize it was 2026. I saw there's a pile of tickets available and was going to pick a pair up just for the heck of it for my wife and I.
And they're inexpensive too.
Yeah.
Like even the really close seats, like they're definitely affordable, which is nice.
Yeah. It's worth the night out. It would be nice to know a little bit more kind of the storyline and all that, but that won't kill me. We'll just wait and see how it goes. It's not related to the band in any way. Like are they supporting it or anything? Do you know?
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
they are.
Yeah. Cause I mean, they posted about it and
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's good. If it has to pass through them, I mean, it's going to be, I think it'll be decent for sure.
I would think so.
Yeah.
And again, it's going to be, from what we understand, it's going to be about a group of people in Kensington Market.
Okay.
So you're going to have that sort of, I don't know, how would you describe Kensington, Jeff? Like bohemian? Like
a little bit, yeah.
Right? It's less so now, but when I first got here, it felt like sort of bohemian.
Yeah, it used to be one of those places, if you're walking down there, Augusta or Endor, and you deked into one of the stores, it felt like you're in a totally different either city or country even. Like it was just very, very different. And I hadn't been down there in ages. Like when they announced the Now for Plan A release and they were doing that, the little mini concerts down there.
At the supermarket, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it just, I got down there. I'm like, man, I forgot about this place. Like, leave it up to them to pick the weirdest spot, one of the weirdest spots to play on, basically in the front window of this restaurant for a couple of days, right?
Well, talk to us about that. How many people were there for that, would you reckon?
So I looked at both my kids and said, do you want to go down? And my son said, no. And I said, are you sure? I mean, my daughter was always into the hip more. And so she said, yes. I think she was maybe 12 at the time. Yeah, we raced down there, spent the afternoon there. And I mean, the street was busy. Like it was blocked. Like if the restaurant was here, everything across the street. I remember Bastido and another guy up on a roof across the street, kind of doing some aerial photos.
Cool.
All those years of going to shows and seeing Ricky, even though he never really looks at you, but he saw me a lot. And so when I showed up with my daughter, he looked over at me and gave me the nod and pulled me and my daughter inside the restaurant so we could not only watch from inside, but when they were taking their breaks, because they would do three song sets. They'd come do three songs and they'd go back in and hang out inside the restaurant. Then they come out, they do three songs. And then they, like an hour, they did three songs every hour on the hour for, I don't know, 4 or 5 or 6 hours. And the rest of the time they were hanging out in the back. They sold a little bit of merch inside. Each of the guys was just kind of milling around. It wasn't too hard to kind of, like, we walked up. I stood and talked to Paul with my daughter for quite some time. And then, we got a picture with Gord St. Clair, one with, took a picture with Gord. Gord kind of knelt down at my daughter's level. And I took the picture and he goes, take another one. I looked angry there. Like he wasn't smiling. So I snapped another one of them. I got both of them in the camera, of course.
Oh, man, what a nice
memory. So we watched right out front for a while, and then another time we went inside and watched kind of looking out over the crowd. And so we were standing right behind Billy Ray, and we could see him running the TV Tron there that gives Gord the lyrics down in the front there, but we were kind of over behind him. So, yeah, it was cool. And the TV, like CP24 was there. And it was just a good vibe, right? Like it was a decent day out.
Oh, that's very cool.
And then they had the show at night, which they streamed online. So, yeah, I went home, took my daughter home, and then came back down. I don't even think I had a – trying to remember if I had a ticket or not. Anyway, somehow I came down and got in. And I stood right in front of Paul. And it was in the back room of the restaurant. Which,
yes, I've seen the photos.
Pardon me?
I've seen a photo.
Oh, I have photos. Yeah, I took some photos there. But like the thing is, they were only about 8 inches off the floor. So it was kind of funny when I say I was standing in front of Paul. Like if I leaned forward too much, I'd hit the end of his guitar. Like if we were really.
Well, I was just looking at David Bastido photos today, and there's a great one that he shot, but you just can't see Johnny well enough.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's not an optimal stage there. Yeah. But, you know, that event, and, you know, I was lucky enough to go to a bunch of them over the years. The Hip was really ahead of their time for doing these surprise pop-up, like, you know, these shows that they did, the Much Music show and the Inviolate Light one we got into above Q107, I think it was, or the Hard Rock Cafe. It was upstairs. Like that only had a couple hundred people in it.
Yeah.
And the horseshoe shows, those were all surprise shows. And it was just for them to stir a little bit of action and really just test out their songs in front of at least a couple of hundred people instead of doing it at the bathhouse, right?
Well, you heard us say that they played a gig at the fucking Toucan in 93. And the Toucan holds 110 people by fire yes. code. I said to yeah. the owner, I was like, he wasn't code. The owner in 86. But I said, I suspect the fire code was, you know, a little people looked the other way that night.
yeah.
Mind yeah, some you, of the- there's probably 10,000 people that say they were there, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, one yeah.
those situations where, right, everybody was there.
Everybody was there.
93, eh? So did you say you checked to see if it was out on the
didn't,
on the archive? Or?
I haven't looked.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah it was fun I back in way, way back in the day when those bootlegs would pop up, like the Copper oh. Penny one, stuff like that. Like you'd find it and you'd be like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. Or, you know, the one with Davis Manning when Davis Manning was on it. I think I that one, the Copper Penny one. And I remember that was back when you could go on the forums and that, and we'd be printing off the CD labels and making CDs out of them. And like, or somebody yeah. would design one and share it with everybody. And yeah, so that was the only, that was the only way to get bootlegs in. There was no real, like my first bootlegs, you know, and I'll get darts thrown at me where I found on eBay, like guy was selling three of them for, you know, $20 or $30 or something, and I, you know, I didn't care. I didn't. Yeah, I had no ethics or nothing then. Yeah. If I wanted a bootleg, I ordered it. Yeah, like.
Yeah, that's. I don't see that. That's like a huge big.
Well, deal, back in the community back then, it was you were supposed to
Ground
trade.
Upon?
You were supposed to trade. You're supposed to send two tapes, and they'd send you one back with the recording on it and all that. And I'm like,
right.
I'm not doing.
Oh all yeah, that. I did that a bunch of times with the band. Yeah, a different an indie band. Well, folks, cool. This is something that we should talk about and explore in the future, which is bootlegs. You know, I know a lot of people talk about Eat Me Completely. There's Roxy and Elsewhere. Those are the two big ones that I always remember.
There was another one I
got into
Around the Fan. Sorry. It was called. There was another one I got. It was the Roxy one. Roxy and Elsewhere, there was another one called Around the Fan. That was the
I don't
the
know name that, that
yeah. And then the one that you just mentioned as well.
Yeah.
There was a few of them.
Well, that's what we got for you this week, folks. So be well. And I want to thank Jeff from Vaughn. I want to thank Sarah J from Buffalo. I want to thank you for being here. That's really cool. And if you're not here, why aren't you? If you're watching this after the fact, get after it. Be here. You know, talk to us. We'd love to have you.
Come hang out with us.
Be well, and we'll talk soon. Take care.